This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Molly Nagel joins us live now from Washington. All right, what's different, I guess, today, you know, every 12 hours or something like that, Molly?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. Yes, it is an ever-changing storyline when it comes to tariffs, but you've likely heard President Trump talk about this April 2nd date. It's something that he has been dubbing as Liberation Day for the country, and it's the day he says he plans to implement reciprocal tariffs, charging other countries what they charge us, and what would be a huge overhaul of the global trading system. He has promised these would be quite sweeping, but yesterday at the White House, both from the president and from sources, we've heard that they may be a bit narrower and a bit more limited in their scope. President Trump yesterday saying that we may give a lot of countries a break, promising that it would still be reciprocal, but saying we may be even nicer than that. And he also went on to say that some countries have charged us so much that I'm, quote, embarrassed to charge them what they have charged us. So he is still promising that this will be substantial, but seeming to walk back some of the heat that was on these reciprocal tariffs, saying that they may be a bit more limited than people were expecting. The market certainly enjoying that. We saw that obviously close higher than it has in recent days yesterday. So clearly responding well to that news.
And Molly, did it give any kind of indication on where those pullbacks might come from? Which areas for the tariffs?
So the president himself didn't go much beyond what those comments that I just spoke about, but we have heard the some administration officials talk about how, you know, the market has been thinking about this as a broad scope, and they need to narrow their focus down to what would be the U.S.'s biggest trading partners with major imbalances. The administration is zeroing in on 15% of countries that they are dubbing, you know, the dirty 15. It's 15% of countries, but it's a huge amount of our trading volume, is how Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described it. So you're talking about countries when you're talking about this trade imbalance that could be, China, the EU, Mexico, Vietnam, Taiwan. These are all amongst the U.S.'s biggest trading partners with the largest deficit. So some of those countries is possibly where the tariffs could be focused, therefore leaving other countries unscathed, perhaps.
Well, Molly, thank you for the time this morning. Molly Nagel joining us live from Washington.